This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Invasive bush honeysuckle is a problem for homeowners and native habitats. Bush honeysuckles will invade a wide variety of natural communities with or without previous disturbances. And because bush honeysuckles form a thick understory, they limit how much sunlight reaches the seedlings of native plants, inhibiting their growth. Bush honeysuckles can be found across Kansas, especially in the eastern third of the state. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham offers control methods for this invasive bush. Ward, one of the things we hear about is bush honeysuckles, and I think what we first think of is, what am I going to do with that?
That's right. These are a shrub that is considered invasive. It's not considered noxious in Kansas, but it is causing some real problems, especially in the eastern third of Kansas. Can occur all across the state, but the eastern third have better growing conditions for it.
How do we identify this?
Actually, it's not too hard. It's the shrub that keeps its leaves, green leaves, later in the fall, and greens up earlier in the spring than any other shrub. Also, it often has bright red berries. So if you have something like that, you probably got bush honeysuckle. And it's going to be right around the edges of forests, can be in pastures, can be in roadsides, or underneath other trees. If it's in the middle of a forest, probably won't see it. But if you have enough light hitting the ground, you'll see it under other trees.
And I'm assuming this is something we want to take care of.
It is, because it is, since it has green leaves longer in the season and it's more invasive, it can crowd out some of our native plants. And so we want to get rid of it if we can. These are Asian honeysuckles, and so they are not native.
And they spread quickly?
They can. Those seeds, birds like them, they're going to carry them. And then so it can pop up some distance away from any other bush honeysuckle. And so, yeah, it can be a real problem.
What's the best control method then? What should we be doing?
There's a number of ways to control it. If you have new seedlings coming up, one thing to look for is they have opposite leaves. A lot of our shrubs have alternate leaves, where it's a stair-step pattern. Opposite leaves, those leaves are directly across from each other. So if a young seedling's coming up and those leaves are green later in the fall, if you have moist soil, you can just pull up the seedlings. You're not going to do that with a larger shrub, but you can do that with the younger ones. If it's a older planting, then you're probably going to be looking at some sort of chemical control. For example, you can do a cut stump treatment. A lot of people use glyphosate, such as Roundup. That's non-selective. It's going to kill whatever it hits, but it does work as a cut stump treatment. It's not taken up by the roots. So that can be either a foliar application before you cut the stump, or after you cut the stump, you can use a 25% glyphosate solution, and that works really well. If you're just spraying the leaves, then just the regular 2% solution will work really well for that. Just remember that it's going to kill whatever it hits, but not taken up by roots. So you have to be a little bit careful with that. But there are other ways to control them as well. For example, you can use a product with triclopyr. That would be things like Garlon or Remedy. There are a number of other trade names for that. And you can treat the cut stumps with that as well. You can also use perchlorum or Tordon. The only thing with Tordon is you can have some flashback with that. It can be taken up by the roots of other plants and damage them. Some people get away with it and some people don't, so you have to be really careful with that. There is an excellent publication on how to control this and how to identify it. It's from the Kansas Forest Service, and it's called Economical Control of Bush Honeysuckle. And if you do a search for that and then add the term Kansas, you'll be able to find it. And so that gives you all the information you need to do a good job of controlling the shrub.
If you cut the shrub, how do you discard what you've cut?
You can just throw it away wherever. I mean, you can even make a brush pile. It's not going to cause that part to start to grow. The other thing you can do is a basal treatment with the Remedy or the Garlon, the triclopyr products. Just spray around the base of that plant. You don't have to cut it off. And that will soak in. Probably a good idea to use some sort of oil or diesel to mix it with, so that it'll soak into that bark and kill it that way.
The quicker you get to this, the better, right?
That's right. So it doesn't get out of control. And so if you just have a plant or two, it's a good idea to get rid of it now instead of waiting until you have a larger population.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on control methods for bush honeysuckle. To learn more, go to kansasforests.org. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.